In a world where ancient magic and forbidden desire collide, some bonds transcend even death itself. When Ophelia Nix encounters her enigmatic Greek history professor, Alexandros Drakos, she has no idea that their connection will awaken powers dormant for centuries. Their first intimate encounter doesn't just change her life, it transforms her very being. Colors burst with unprecedented vibrancy, sounds crystallized with startling clarity, and scents become overwhelmingly intense. This sensory awakening marks only the beginning of a journey that will challenge everything she thought she knew about herself and the supernatural world hiding in plain sight. What makes this awakening truly extraordinary is what Alexandros discovers. Ophelia is an Elementai, a magical being thought extinct after a genocide centuries ago. She possesses the potential to control all four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, a power not seen since the ancient demon Azazel himself. But her abilities come with a terrible burden. As the last of her kind, she may be the prophesied chosen one destined to either save the supernatural world or destroy it. And worse still, her rare ability to bear vampire children makes her the most hunted being in existence. Four vampires share an unbreakable bond and fascination with one woman. Alexandros Drakos, over 800 years old, leads this family with ancient authority. His three vampire sons complete the brotherhood. Axel, the protective warrior, Xavier, whose mental prowess masks childhood trauma, and Malachi, the nurturing youngest with magical expertise. Their dynamic thrives through cooperation rather than competition. In their polyamorous arrangement with Ophelia, each maintains a distinct relationship. They contribute uniquely to her growth. Axel strengthens her body, Xavier develops her mind, Malachi expands her knowledge, while Alexandros provides overarching guidance. Their greatest challenge arises when Alexandros faces mortal danger. Since sired vampires cannot survive without their master, his death would doom all three sons. This crisis reveals their profound interdependence. They physically share his pain and would cease to exist without him. Ophelia's emerging powers become their only hope for survival. The Order of Azazel, founded in 67 BC, has protected magical knowledge for millennia, granting immortality to supernatural beings. They traditionally observe without interference, until now. When Nazeel Donrath breaks ancient vows to protect Ophelia, she reveals the prophecies of fear about a child who shall be our ruin or our redemption, who will bring balance to the New World Order. Nazeel believes this chosen one is Ophelia, an Elementai with extraordinary abilities born during violence of fire and blood. This prophecy creates dangerous divisions. Could Ophelia truly be salvation or destruction? This uncertainty drives Nazeel and Georgios to extreme measures, while Alexandros resists accepting her prophesied role because it conflicts with his desire to possess her. The Order's history intertwines with the Skitadi, a corrupt breakaway faction behind the Elementai genocide. With the Skitadi now targeting bloodborne vampires through dark magic, everyone faces one question: what price will they pay for prophecy? Ophelia's elemental powers manifest intensely. Her passion ignites flames, anger triggers earth tremors, fear manipulates air, and sadness influences water. Each emotional surge produces a corresponding elemental response, often destructively. Unlike vampire blood magic, Elementai magic remains pure even when destructive. Alexandros explains, an Elementai could use their power to destroy, yet the magic itself maintains its essential purity, like a forest fire that devastates but ultimately renews. This explains Ophelia's selfless nature. Each element embodies distinct traits. Fire responds to passion and anger, earth represents strength and stability, air embodies fear and freedom, while water reflects emotion and healing. Ophelia demonstrates these through fuelless fire, heartbeat synchronized tremors, visible air patterns, and growth accelerating rain. The Elementi legacy creates eternal separation between Ophelia and her vampire lovers. Pure Elementi souls rejoin the universe, while vampires remain damned to the netherworld. Despite this heartbreak, Alexandros vows to choose her in every lifetime. Ophelia's sexual awakening becomes inextricably linked with her developing powers. Intimate encounters with vampires trigger unintentional fires, earth tremors, and air disturbances. Even kisses spark flames, while passionate moments shatter windows and cause minor earthquakes. Alexandros teaches control, using pleasure as both incentive and training method. During one intense lesson, he repeatedly brings her to the edge while requiring her to channel everything into her inner light rather than manifesting it externally. Each vampire offers unique approaches. Xavier teaches visualization of mental doors. Malachi transforms study sessions into sensual rewards for correct answers. And Axel combines combat training with intimacy to teach focus during intensity. Through these experiences, Ophelia discovers her sexuality isn't merely pleasure or danger. It's an integral part of her magical identity that, when controlled, enhances rather than endangers those around her. A sinister shadow falls over Montridge University when brutal murders reveal the Scatati faction's dark magic. The first victim, Meg, a witch Ophelia had met at the activity fair, is found with her heart torn out in a scene staged to implicate vampires. The second victim, Wolf Esme, is discovered with two onyx dragon vampires seemingly eating her flesh, behavior completely unnatural for vampires. When Alexandros probes their minds, he discovers hooded figures used forbidden magic to control them, with his son Lucian orchestrating these personally motivated attacks. These murders breed fear between supernatural communities. Faculty meetings grow tense as representatives debate responses, with Nicholas Ash initially blaming Alexandros, while others advocate for transparency with human administration. The strategic nature of these attacks suggests the Scatati are pursuing specific objectives, framing Alexandros, destabilizing Montridge, or targeting Ophelia. Their ability to control vampires creates urgency for Ophelia to master her abilities as potentially the only one capable of countering them. History will view this as a defining moment for our future, Georgios tells Alexandros as lethal silver chains wrap around his body. The ultimate betrayal unfolds as Georgios lures his brother into a trap under the pretense of finding his son, Lucian. In a cave where Alexandros' powers fail, he discovers his own brother has conspired with Nazeel to sacrifice him. This betrayal exploits Alexandros' greatest vulnerability, his love for Lucian, despite his son's past atrocities. For centuries, Alexandros believed Lucian dead after murdering his family. Learning his son still lives created the emotional weakness Georgios exploits. Facing death, Alexandros thinks of Ophelia and curses his brother. That my last act was trusting you shall fuel my rage until we meet in the netherworld. The impact reaches Ophelia and the vampire brothers as they collapse in agony, as sired vampires cannot survive without their master. In this crisis, Ophelia embraces her power fully, containing the erupting flames within herself as she hears Alexandros urging her to focus on your light. This marks her transition to active wielder of power. As Nazeel states, the Chosen One is here. What price will Ophelia pay to save those she loves?